for many Americans with ties to Haiti, and so many reaching out and trying to help the people there. It blows you away when you see some of the sad pictures in the video coming out of that area. In fact, so many people have tried to help that you can't even get the planes into Haiti right now. Port-au-Prince, where, of course, a lot of the damage was done, the FAA has grounded the flights. You simply cannot land there, and there isn't the gas to get some of the planes who have been grounded off the ground. So bravo to so many Americans, honestly, who have a big heart and want to do whatever they can, even if they don't have a lot to give, to help an impoverished country get back on its feet. The global reaction, of course, to the Haiti quake has been just as large. But again, it's the United States that steps in and takes charge of a rough situation. There are no words really to describe the struggle. People without food, water, and of course devastated by the loss of loved ones, and in some cases barely hanging on to life, clinging on to life themselves. There have been crazy MASH units set up with makeshift tents to try to treat the people who have various injuries, and of course the need is so great. There are shiploads of stuff on the way. Some Navy ships are on the way. And lots of people, as I mentioned at the top, trying so hard to do whatever they can for the families over there who have lost children and husbands and wives and cousins and aunts, and almost anybody could relate to that. But when you think of one of the worst places that you could possibly go to, and when I'm saying real poverty, poverty that I saw in other countries, like when I went to Guayaquil in Ecuador and was shocked by the shanty towns that I saw, can't describe it to you. Still don't think I could do it justice. I was blown away by what I saw from the people there. And this, I understand, is that much worse than what I saw in Ecuador. So we'll tell you a little bit later in the show a place where you can send help if you have anything to donate. A pastor will join us in case you missed that, and he'll tell you about Haiti and about what his missions have done and the schools and churches and whatnot that they've built, Pastor Stuart Farley. And then he also reacts, by the way, to the crazy comments of Pat Robertson, who, of all times, to rap on the head of the Haitians and go back in history and tear them apart. Poor timing, to say the least. And poor taste. Has he lost it? Has he gone insane with his crazy old world views? And again, going too far back into the history books, I guess. A lot of people not looking too kindly on what Pat had to say. All right, a couple of other things have happened, perhaps while you were sleeping, including the fact that the president has decided to rap on the heads of the bankers. And when I say that, I mean, these are the same bankers that helped get Obama elected. But he said the obscene bonuses are just too much to take, so it's time to get all the money back from the banks, and that they would have to pay a new fee to recoup the cost of bailing out firms at the height of the financial crisis, because it's not right. The goal is to prevent excesses in the future, not necessarily to punish banks for past behavior. He was careful about that rhetoric. But what would happen, it would, of course, require congressional approval. Let's say that. We know that. And it would last at least 10 years and generate about $90 billion over the decade if the estimates are correct. And companies that are in good enough shape, is what Obama said, to afford massive bonuses, they are surely in good enough shape to afford paying back every penny to the taxpayers. I think that's when the public sentiment went off the charts. So many of us didn't like the idea of the bailout in the first place, going back before Obama to AIG, and then it just got worse and worse, and the fact that our deficit is so outrageous and off the charts, and hey, all of you know this, the Chinese are dangling that carrot above our head, and it's called massive money that they are owed, because they own the debt, baby, and that's scary. People forget about that, but it is right there in our midst, and you think about, at times, the little dance that our government has to do with the Chinese government because of that. And here we go again. In this case, with the big banks, you know, I mean, they took reckless risks. Why? Because they were bloody greedy. It was for the short-term profits. And they plunged us into a massive crisis, a crisis that is far from over, especially with the housing industry. If you look down the road, in a lot of parts of this country, you're still talking 2 to 3 years, maybe a little bit more even, before that turns around. And in the meantime, when you hear of 80, 90 billion generated, when you hear of what the average Goldman Sachs guy is making, what the bonuses were, oh, it just infuriates you. So the $700 billion troubled assets relief program, what a mouthful, TARP, of course, had to be expanded to help the auto companies and homeowners. And AIG, they got the biggest boost of the whole thing, $70 billion, pretty close to that. And they'll have to pay the tax. So anybody that's at a level of certainly $50 billion or up would be slammed with it. It includes all of the big banks. Just for the record, the Treasury has given $247 billion to about 700 banks. Of that, $162 billion has been repaid, and banks have paid an additional $11 billion in interest and dividends. But still a lot of money is owed. So Obama comes out in a way and goes after the bankers and ultimately sums it up by saying his commitment is to the taxpayers. He wants to recoup the money that we lost, because we're the taxpayers, bailing out those large financial institutions and put people in horrible spots. Hey, I know two people that barely, I mean, they almost lost their houses. They had to have their friends rally around them so that it could stay in place. And these are two families I know with kids. And it wasn't for lack of working or trying to work or whatever. It was simply because of what happened with the mortgages. Here's an interesting thing as a quick side note, since we're on the financial side of the ledger, if you will. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, who needs to be gone, is going to testify before a House probe into his role in deals that sent billions of bailout bucks to Goldman Sachs and, of course, the other big banks, because there was no, I mean, where was the watchdog on this? What happened there? Why the Federal Reserve Bank of New York paid banks to cancel their contracts with AIG and didn't demand any kind of concessions, for example? You know, how much money did these deals cost us, billions more, is the answer to that, than was necessary? That did not have to happen. There were several things that don't add up, so we'll see what Geithner has to say. Earlier it looked like, and Geithner was saying this, he approved the decisions, of course, as the president of the New York Fed. He's a guy who never should have been there in the first place, right? Let's face it. All right, coming up on the flip side, it's called Nail the Score. Our massive computer, our supercomputer at the mothership in Minneapolis will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. We're into the playoffs, baby, and maybe you will be our next winner. We're dying to have somebody win this. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I love it when it speeds up like that. Everybody's anxious to get to this one. Let's roll out that computer, Matt, and let her fly. Can we do that again? This is impossible. Hit it again. Oh, I bet Matt's not happy about this because he doesn't want to jinx his Vikings. You guessed it, the Vikings are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the big game. Let's hope somebody can become a champion this time around this season as we're deep into, well, we're getting deep into the playoffs and to the road. It is the road to the Super Bowl, rather. So the Vikings hosting the Cowboys. It's the early afternoon game, the lunch, I call it the lunchtime game for people in the central area and in the east too. And of course, if you're in the Pacific time zone, even better. You wake up, you watch some football, get the whole day in front of you. This is a tough one to analyze, I think, but I like the Vikings home field advantage. Simply put, there's not any injuries with the Cowboys. The Cowboys have looked good the last couple of weeks, but think of what they've done during the season. I think there are holes that could be exposed. The strong point for the Cowboys to me is not so much that offense and Tony Romo at all. I think the strong point is the defense. Now, if Brett Favre can get some of that coverage and do what he does so well and not have a lot of turnovers, I think it's going to be the Vikings that win this one. And I'm going to say that the final score is 27 to 17. I think the Cowboys will have a big let up this week. You might disagree or you might agree. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'm sure the usual suspects will check in. If you've never done this before, don't be shy because you could win a whole lot of loot, so it's good for you. Gift certificates, a phone, all that kind of cool stuff. So don't be shy about stepping up to the plate. All you have to do is pick one team, the Vikings or the Cowboys, and then again, what you think the final score will be. Matt, I'm sure for you, this is, it's not tough to pick necessarily, but you may feel like a little bit of the jinx could be in if you actually give us a score guess. But don't worry about that, because I don't think that's true in the case of the Vikings.
Yeah, I think we got this one wrapped up pretty well. I don't really see any problems this weekend. I'm just going to go out. We got people calling in, so I'm going to go 38-17 Vikings in a rout.
Ooh, 38-17. So he likes the Cowboys just to score 17-2. How about that? All right, so both of us are picking the Vikings, and we'll say, we'll see what you say, America, to that. Let's go to our leadoff woman, Jana in Iowa. Jana, where you been? How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. I've been listening to you and snuggled in where it was warm.
You don't wear a Snuggie, do you?
No. I was just snuggled up.
All right, that's good. Whew, that makes me feel better. Nothing against the Snuggies or anything. What do you think? You think the Vikings win this or the Cowboys?
Well, the Vikings have got to win. Yay, my guys. I think the score will be 24-14.
Ooh, 24-14. All right, so three Vikings in a row. You got to love that. Enjoy the game, Jana, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate.
Bye-bye. What a great lady. Still, she sent me, like, one of the coolest T-shirts I have. It's got this whole little bike thing on it. Clarence is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Clarence, are you on a break in your car? Clarence? I don't know. Somebody has kidnapped Clarence. This is not good. It's happening live on America Tonight. Clarence, call us back. Somehow you have a bad cell, I think. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So instead, let's see if we can get a clearer signal. You know, that whole map coverage thing that they try to throw on Verizon versus AT&T. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, kid. I hope they find them.
I hope they find them, too.
Minnesota is definitely going to beat Dallas, but I'm thinking like 48-37.
Ooh, 48-37. No, that's good. Hey, it could be an oddball score. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a run-up. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all, Mark. So don't poo-poo your guess after you throw it out there.
They have good games, both of them, that could do that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be good. It's going to be an interesting game. Absolutely. But I think the Cowboys are going to be on the losing end of it.
Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. All right, let's move on to Rick in Illinois. Rick.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. You have the floor. I'm thinking, I'm like Miss Cleo. I'm thinking Rick is picking the Vikings.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you think that's?
I'm on overtime, so I can't talk very long.
All right, 19.
Vikings, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, 13.
27-13. What did you say? You can't talk very long because you're working?
Overtime.
Oh, overtime. Good for you.
Yeah. So, boss,
cha-ching.
Boss, my cat's goofing off.
All right. So go back to work. We don't want you to lose your job. Thanks, Rick.
Okay. Bye.
He needs that overtime anyway to pay for those taxes like the rest of us. How about from Rick in Illinois to Dale in Illinois? Hey, Dale.
Well, I think you got a conspiracy there at the shop. You got Matt in Minneapolis, right?
Right.
And you in Dallas, who's a Eagles fan.
That's right.
And that computer, it doesn't sound very official, Kate.
I have to trust young Matt that he seems like an honest guy, and I have to trust that he's hitting the right buttons.
Well, he can't be honest picking the Vikings for this game.
Are you picking the Cowboys?
Well, of course.
I love it.
34 Cowboys, 17, the Minneapolis, whatever you call them.
34-17 Cowboys. Wow. Oh, you know, who knows? I mean, the Cowboys feel pretty confident. They've been practicing all week, and they feel good.
That's right. You know, in the last game that I picked, I was only off two touchdowns.
You were?
And a safety and a field goal.
That's right. So you could be right, my friend. You are locked and loaded.
Okay.
Thank you. 800-259-5791. Wow, Dale. I'm surprised you didn't get like a boo from the audience. 34-17, picking the boys. One thing the people in Dallas are saying, and the Cowboys themselves are asked about this, is apparently the Vikings decided to take some time off. Childress, their coach, said, hey, take the whole week off, man. Chill. And there's a question as, in having the rest, is it better to have the rest or the momentum? Which is it? And I have to go back to, as much as I love my Eagles, how banged up they were and how many problems they had in those two games. I don't know if that's a good test, a good yardstick to measure by. How about Joe in Kentucky? Hello, Joe.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How have you been?
I'm doing good. You know, I think the only reason you're picking the Vikings is because we don't have the Eagles no more.
That's right, or I would have picked the Eagles. You know it.
Well, I'm going to take the Vikings, too, I guess. Better hate to. 24-17.
Woo! 24-17. Say it ain't so, Joe. We'll see. All right, you're locked and loaded as well. 24-17. Thank you. Let's move on to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello?
Hey, what's your guess?
Well, you know, we're on a roll. And Dallas, 27. Minnesota, 20.
Woo! The Cowboys again. Clarence, loving those Cowboys. Hey, if you were in Dallas, everybody feels confident. They think they're going to win the Super Bowl the way they've been talking. And Tony Romo said he wants to just keep playing. He no distractions. He's ready. He's been taking a lot of reps like usual, even throwing some extra. And they feel pretty confident, and they love it when they hear Brett Favre talking about moving forward to the next week. They're using that. That's what they call bulletin board material. And they feel like they've gotten some from the Vikings, and it could be their time. They believe that they're going to go on the road, and whether the game's going to be close or not, they think that they're going to win it. So we'll see, Clarence. Cowboys, 27-20. What do you think, America? Thank you. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. I've been accused of saying those numbers too fast. So 800, you know, like those late caller lines, 800-259-5791. It's Nail the Score. Who do you think wins this?
Yeah, baby.
The Vikings or the Cowboys. We're going to go to Clifford in Missouri and Lester, who might be listening to us in Mississippi. We're going there next. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. We're doing that's the price of the college degree that my grandfather would say. We're doing the nail the score thing. Could have been the Cardinals and the Saints, or the Ravens and the Colts, or the Jets and the Chargers, but no, it is the Cowboys and the Vikings at the Mall of America Field at Hubert Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 2 days and 10 hours from now, the two teams will meet. It's a question of, will the Cowboys prevail on the road? Will Brett Favre lead this team to yet another round in the playoffs? What happens here? It's four straight wins overall and their first playoff win in 13 years for the Dallas Cowboys. Wow, 13 years. For me personally, I'm just going to throw this in here because you'll get a chuckle out of this. The 13 years, if you go back there, that's when I first had come to Dallas, and I was doing sports and covering the Dallas Cowboys, and that was it. Then after that, it was rough times for Dallas. The Vikings haven't taken the field in 2 weeks, so is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for Brett Favre, the 40-year-old quarterback? I'm thinking it's a good thing for him to get that rest. I think it was to their advantage to have that first-round bye. So we'll see if the Vikings can shut down the Cowboys and or vice versa. I picked the Vikings. Matt picked the Vikings. A lot of you have picked the Vikings. Not everybody, though. Dale in Illinois lost his marbles. He picked the Cowboys. So did Clarence. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
Just getting off from work. And listen, I want Brett Favre to win another one.
Good for you.
Is that Friday 13th?
Uh-huh.
For the Cowboys?
Uh-huh.
So I would say that my score was 27-17. I think somebody else got it, huh?
27-17 is what I had, but you can take that score because I don't count. I'm not eligible. So do you want 27-17?
Oh, you don't count? Why not?
Because I can't win the prizes.
Oh, Oh, man.
Well, you can take it.
I'll take it.
All right, you have adopted my score. It might be good luck for you, Jose.
Well, you know, did anybody come close last week?
No, nobody came close. Not close enough. You know, it's like playing horseshoes. Close does not count, so not close enough. No. We'll see. Maybe this time it'll happen. See, it's a lot harder than people think. Let's go out. Thanks, Jose. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Clifford in Missouri. Clifford, you have the floor.
Good morning, Kate. I think it's going to be Minnesota 28-14.
Ooh, 28-14, another Vikings guess. You are in the books, Clifford. Let's go to, from Missouri to another M state, Mississippi, Lester. Hello, Lester.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, I'm glad you found us. Are you a big football fan?
No.
But you want to play Nail the Score?
Yes.
Good. And that's what I say. You don't have to be a football fan. It is kind of like playing the lottery. All right, who do you like, Minnesota or Dallas?
I think it's going to be an upset. The Cowboys are going to take it 27-14.
27-14. All right, you got it. Lester, you're in. We'll announce the winners. Maybe it's going to be you, the dark horse. Lester coming in. Somebody new, a fresh voice. Maybe he takes it. You know what they say. It's like in poker. When somebody new shows up at the table, sometimes they're the ones that clear the board. It's funny. He says the Cowboys 27-14. Jana liked the Vikings 24-14. Clarence liked the Cowboys 27-20. We're getting close here. All right, we move from Mississippi to Oregon. Jim, you now have the floor. Hello, Jim.
Hi there.
Oregon, let me ask you a question. Where are you in Oregon?
I'm on the coast of Oregon in a little town called Yahat.
Ooh, that's a cool name. You live in a beautiful area. That whole state is green, green, green. Are you a native Oregonian?
No, just been here since 92.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes. Retired here.
Good for you. I met some great people from Oregon in my travels. Who do you like, the Vikings or the Cowboys?
I like the Vikings, 24-20.
All right, let me make sure no one has that. Do, do, do. 24-20 is yours. You got it. I hope you'll be watching this game.
Will be.
All right, good luck to you, Jim. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate. Hey, I'm sorry about your Eagles.
Oh, thank you. It was a rough. You know, it wasn't even rough because once they just, I knew they were going to lose after the third quarter. I was like, I can't even watch this anymore. But I appreciate.
Sort of disintegrated.
They did. They really disintegrated. But they had some injuries and stuff. What do you think, Tom? Who do you think is going to win?
Minnesota scores a two-point conversion with less than 5 seconds left for a kickoff and wins 28-27.
Ooh, 28-27, Minnesota. That is music to the ears of young Matt Johnson. Thanks, Tom. Stay warm there in Kansas.
Do you have that one already, or is that good?
No, we got you. You are in.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Like all of you, we will probably all be in the same place watching, well, not in the same place, but we will all be doing the same thing, probably, right? Watching the game. I will definitely be watching the game. Eugene in Kentucky. Hello, Eugene.
Hello.
What's happening in your neck of the woods?
I'm traveling a little bit.
Good for you. Oh, good for you. I can hear you. I hear that you're in the car. Who do you like, Minnesota or Dallas?
The Vikings, 35. Cowboys, 21.
Ooh, 35. All right, 35-21, the Vikings. Have fun on those deliveries. You take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, again, if you want to be part of Nailed the Score, it's not too late. We do it till the top of the hour, and then it's done. You can also email us, like Dave in Vermont, at americatonight.net. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We go from Eugene in Kentucky to Edna in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
Now, for people who don't know, usually you say the same scoring guess every week. It's just a matter of the team. Who do you like?
The Cowboys.
And tell everybody what you think the score is going to be.
22-17.
I love that.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Same to you.
All right, 22-17. Wow. And there's something to that. Like I keep saying, it is like playing the lottery. So I guess when people play the lottery, you play the same, especially if you do it every week, the theory is you play the same numbers. Faye in Kentucky, she steps into the ring with us. Hey, Faye, how are you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Who do you like?
I'm going to take the Vikings 31-27.
31, let me make sure, 31-27. You are the official owner of that score of the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
All right, enjoy it.
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right. Okay, so, wow, everybody is picking the Vikings.
It's making me a little scared.
I was just going to say that. I'm
a little bit the superstition going on. I don't like picking my team. I don't like having it the game of the week. Everyone's picking the Vikings. Not good right now.
Oh, it'll be a sad day for those Minnesotans if they lose.
The Cardinals and Saints.
Well, you just have to promise me, when you are back on Sunday, you don't have one of those blue moods. If they lose.
If they lose, I don't know if I'm showing up.
It is rough.
Solo.
It is rough when your team is at this stage in the game. Because here's what happens. I mean, these guys are athletes. They're making good buck. I mean, hey, I don't feel like, I feel so bad if they lose. But having covered teams and gone through the season with them, it is a long season. I mean, baseball, the craziest, 162. But even with football, you go through the training camp, you go through the mini camps, the training camps, you go through the workouts, everything that is entailed with football. And you don't realize it, I think, until you're actually on the field as to just, gosh, how rough it is. Boy, and I'd stand on those sidelines they would let you down. Because if you were traveling with them, they would let you down on the sidelines the last couple minutes because you had to get to the locker room. But when you'd be there on the sidelines, and it's like freight trains. You hear the cracks. And then, I used to make fun of, like, somebody, the injury report would be turf toe. Oh, not after I saw it. Then there was no more making fun of turf toes. Let's go to John in Kentucky from Tennessee, I think. Hey, John.
Hey.
You are in Kentucky from Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay, you wanted me to know your. I love Tennessee. Is that why you said that?
Yeah, I'm on the road right now.
Oh, I got you. Do you know a place called Murfreesboro?
I sure do.
Oh, good people there. I had family that lived there for a long time, and I used to go down there, then head out to Nashville.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It is a great place. John, what do you think? Who do you like, the Vikings, or do you like the Cowboys?
I'm going to take the Cowboys 24-21, Dallas in overtime.
Ooh, in overtime. Oh, I love overtime games, just like that Arizona game. All right, 24-21. You own it. You got that score, John. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Coming up, we'll take some more guesses. We're almost up against it. 800-259-5791. Got a couple of emails that are trickling in. Here's one from Sean. Sean says, oh, I love when you nail the score. I got to tell you, I can't believe everyone's picking the Vikings. I think it's going to be the Cowboys, and you're just jaded because you don't like the Cowboys. But I think the Cowboys win this one 45-17. They are going to shove the ball down the Vikings' throat. Ooh. I don't think they're going to do that, Sean. I think it's going to be a closer game, number one. We'll take more coming up in just a few minutes here on ATN.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you.
So we're nailing the score here deep into the playoffs, and somehow the great big computer, the supercomputer at our plush studios in Minneapolis, picked the Vikings hosting the Cowboys, and we're getting some emails in here. Hello to Christina, who's listening to us in Sweden. She likes the Vikings 31-28. Wow, that's close to Faye. Faye said 31-27. And then we got a couple of other emails, too. So if you can't get through on the phone lines, or you don't want to and you're busy, you can get us via email. Dave in Vermont. Let's see. He likes the Cowboys, and the score is 35-21. 35-21. Those are almost fighting words in Vermont. Most of the people from Vermont are New York fans. Giants, sometimes the Jets. Okay, let's go to, let me see here. John in Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hey, I think 34-31 the Cowboys.
34-31 Cowboys. Are you a Cowboy fan?
I really don't care nothing about the Cowboys.
Okay, I like that. That makes me feel better. It's a random pick. So you're putting it close, as I agree with you. I think it could be a close game, but we'll see. Will you be watching it?
I'm going to try, but I'll probably be farming, honestly.
Farming? Oh, that sounds... What are you farming?
Cattle.
Oh, I have been on a cattle ranch before. That is hard work. Is it hard work?
it's pretty tough.
It's tough. But
I have another job also. I have a real job, and then I have my kettle job.
I like that. A real job. Okay, and the real job has nothing to do with cattle.
No, it's building cars.
Oh, that sounds interesting, too. You can build a car from scratch?
No, I work at Toyota.
Oh, okay, so you work at Toyota, and then you do the cat. Wow, you must be in great shape.
I'm not in great shape, but I'm busy, that's for sure.
I hope you have it between all these jobs. Please tell me you have a day off.
Not very often.
Oh, John.
I make it to church on Sunday. That's about it.
Well, let's hope in the future you can somehow coordinate it where you get at least one day off. I am wishing you very good luck on this. We'll see what happens. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
How about that? Working two jobs. So I say people are working two jobs and cattle. That's tough. Boy, that can be some long hours. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Are you picking the Cowboys?
Well, of course I am. And you know that oldest person, I think that was his name, from the South, Southern State, that said Minnesota, the Vikings 34 and Dallas 21?
Uh-huh.
I want to flip it. Dallas 34 and the Vikings 21. Can I do that? Same numbers, just different teams.
No, you can do that. 34-21 Cowboys. I'm just making sure nobody else has said that for the Cowboys. But, no, you haven't. You've got it.
And I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love with Marion Barber, and it's his hair. Have you seen him play? That big, those locks hanging down his back.
I have seen him play up close and personal, yes. He is he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he is, and he's like a steamroller. If you notice, when he starts down that field, everybody kind of steps back.
Yeah.
And just kind of lets him have his way, because I think he'd plumb run him into the ground. And then Felix Jones is another one that's fascinating to watch. He's there, and then he's gone. You know, he's wiry and fast. And then Tony Romo has this arm that is just, amazing. You know, it's not only long distance, but it's high altitude, too. He is really a good quarterback. And I haven't been interested in the Cowboys since Tom Landry and the guys back in the 80s. Sawback and
Randy White. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long time ago, because they got so unpredictable and so crappy and you never knew. And I think they've got a really good coach right now, and I think they're really going to do well this year. They sure look like they are.
Wow, Dan, I love that optimism coming out of Texas. We'll see, because you're going up against, you know, Matt, who is just all about the Vikings and thinks no way can the Cowboys come in there. So it's almost fighting words. We'll see. Enjoy the game.
Thanks. You too.
All right. So Dana talks just like the people that are in my neighborhood. That's exactly in my hood. That's what they're saying. That this is a different time. That Tony Romo has found it, and it's like Dana said, he's dialed it up, and that offense is a lot of different players. Jason Witten making some plays. Miles Austin making some plays, and Barber making plays, and then the very wily, that's a good description, Felix Jones. Minnesota's defense has its work cut out for it, but I think they can stop the Cowboys. I hate to rain on your parade, Dana, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game, let's hope. Because I have to tell everybody this. For me, I am a sports fan, but for me, even having done this and still do it for a living, I'll do some stuff occasionally for Fox and for some other people. If I just watch the games, I gotta see close games. I don't know about you guys, but these blowout games or these lopsided one-sided games, I don't like it. I hate wasting time watching games that aren't like right there on the line. So I got interested in that Arizona game quickly when that started to happen. Not in the beginning, because in fact I left the game and took my dog for a walk, came back and was stunned at how close it was, and that turned out to be exciting, the finish anyway. Certainly for the Cardinals, it turned out to be exciting. I don't know if it'll come down to that with, not for Green Bay fans, but I don't know if it'll come down to that with the Cowboys and the Vikings. I don't think we're going to have overtime or have it that close that it's the final moments of the game. Do you, Matt, do you think it's going to come down to the final moments of the game?
I don't think so. I don't get the whole hype around the Cowboys, and it's only because they destroyed the Eagles twice in games where the Eagles were banged up and they didn't. I mean, you're an Eagles fan. They weren't at full strength, and everyone
got all big
on the Cowboys, who have yet to win a key road game, in my opinion. They haven't. I mean, Romo's won one playoff game, which was last week at home against the Eagles, who are dinged up.
Right. So how much does that play into it when they go
and
up against the Vikings?
Never lost at home this year.
Boy, and it would be a tough loss if he lost to the Cowboys. I'd be surprised. It's funny. One thing that Dana said that I definitely didn't agree with is Wade Phillips, because Wade Phillips in Dallas has been massively under pressure, and, you know, because of how they've played in the playoffs in the past. And his job was absolutely, I mean, Jerry Jones flat out said it, his job was on the line. They had to at least get into the playoffs to save his gig, because they have Jason Garrett, who's one of the highest paid assistant in the NFL, in the wings to take over, and then there was questions about him. So there is questions about the Cowboys, but you're right, it's weird. Now that they have had these wins in a row, even if you listen to the commentators on especially CBS, I noticed it, but on some of the ESPN guys and some of the Fox guys, Matt, I don't know if you caught any of that. They're just all over the Cowboys. They're the team. Phil Sims says they've got it. They've got the hot hand. They've got the momentum. I like the Cowboys. They're rolling. They're hitting on all cylinders. I thought, wow, I must be missing something.
You say you disagree with Dana about that, but do you agree with her crush on Marion Barber?
No. Well, no. I like
Marion.
Listen, I like Marion Barber. And actually, personally, I've talked to him in a sports setting, you know, where he was a guest on two shows. I didn't. He is a great guy, and he is fun to watch. He is. She's right. And the people in Dallas love him. Absolutely. I don't have a crush on him, but yeah.
Little known fact too: his little brother Dominic, who plays safety for the Houston Texans, outstanding high school hockey player.
Really? I didn't know that.
He made the All-Metro team.
You're kidding.
Nope. He probably could have played college, too, if he wanted to, but he went and played football instead.
So two sports. Well, he probably made the right move then if he's with the Texans.
Right.
Yeah, because it comes down to that. You remember, you have to go way back. You think of those two sports stars. Like, remember the Bo Knows commercials, Bo Jackson, and how he played football and baseball? And then, of course, there's Deion Sanders. And then there was the great Michael Jordan, his foray into baseball. Not quite as good as he was. He was absolutely and still is one of the best all-time basketball players, I'd have to say. All right, so we got all of your guesses loaded in. If you send something to me via email, don't worry. As long as it's right before the top of the hour, I've got it in, and we will record it, duly note it. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
Brett Favre.
What did I tell you the first time we met?
All I want to know is you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.